Wow. You have to excuse me for a second because I'm a preschool teacher, so I was just getting ready to say, good morning, boys and girls. And they would respond, good morning, Miss Katie. So then I am comfortable. What an honor it is to be here. I am just so thankful and so blessed to be a part of a unique family. I look out and I see a lot of familiar faces, and I'm just thankful. So I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity, like Mr. Oaks said, just to play a sport that I love. I want to thank God for giving me the desire to play. I was just very healthy. I was very fortunate. I don't think it was an accident that I came here. I think it was part of His plan. It wasn't a choice that I, well, it was, okay, I'm nervous. Can you tell? I had to follow Roger Carr. I was like, we started with the C, then the D. I'm next. Great. Okay. I just don't think it was accident that was here, and the team, the girls that I played with. I was very thankful, and I just wanted to give honor to God because through all things, He's just blessed me tremendously. I want to thank my mom and dad for supporting me, for always giving me an opportunity to become better. They pushed me when I didn't want to be pushed. You know how parents do. I remember I was 12 or 13 years old. I can't remember. And we had, I grew up in New Orleans. We were just at a convenience store, and there was a sign about a volleyball clinic. So my mom got some information about it. And so here I am trotting along, summer volleyball clinic, no big deal. And at the end of that clinic, the coach had come up to me after and said, you know, we would like to talk to you and your parents about you coming maybe to our school and I'm playing volleyball. And of course, you know, could you talk to your parents about it? And I said, well, sure, no problem. So I went home, and did I say a word? No, because I was going to go to the public school where all my friends were going. You know, I just didn't have any desire for that. I thought that was crazy. That's insane. Why would I want to go to an all-girl private school and wear a uniform when I could go to a public school? And the coach called my parents that night, and long story short, we went there. And it was that point was when volleyball became it wasn't a recreation anymore. I had coaches and a faculty that really invested in me, and that was just a fork in the road for me. So I thank y'all for pushing me when I didn't want to be pushed. And just a side note, that my name is actually Kathy Dow, and my dad called me Katie did, and he said something to me that day. Have a good day, Katie did, and the coach heard it, and so ever since then, my name has been Katie. Isn't that wild? That in New Orleans, I'm still Kathy. Everyone still calls me Kathy. So anyway, here I am, Katie Dow. I want to thank my husband, Greg, who is definitely the highlight of my career. We met when it was 2 weeks into school, and he played baseball here, and we were just a really good support system for one another. He was from Kansas City, I was from New Orleans, so we became an instant family, and I would remember we would talk about how our life would be, how, you know, oh, when we have children, when we get married, and what our jobs are going to be and what our house is going to look like. You know how you have that image of what it's going to be like. And today, he has blessed me. Given me above and beyond what I could have ever dreamed. And you have given me the world. Do you remember that? And we have two beautiful children. Lexi is 8 and Garrett is 6. And they are missing football games and softball games and baseball games today to be here. So I want to thank you for doing that, and I'm thankful that you're here to share it with me. And what's funny is now we lay in bed and we talk about how it was when we didn't have kids. Remember when we didn't have kids? Remember when we just had to get up and go to class? It was just really great. So we have come full circle. But really, I just would not be here if it was not for, I have to say, Kate, Kyla, Jill, Sharla, Andrea, Carrie, all the girls that I played with, because it wasn't necessarily about what we did at the end of the game. It was playing and enjoying the company of one another. They made me better. they made me want to play harder. You can't, in volleyball, really, it's a team sport. You can't do it by yourself. And so I just wanted to say thank you to them and to all the girls that I've played with and that I've shared my experience with. I love y'all. We had a lot of fun last night talking. It was a lot of fun. So I just want to say thank you to y'all, to all the teammates, to my coaches. I want to say a special thank you to Ms. Hungate. She always had an open door for me, and she was one of the first people that I met. Like Mr. Oaks said, there really wasn't a program established before I came. So I was excited about being a part of that foundation. And Ms. Hungate was one of the first people that I met. And she always had an open door for me. And the university was just always willing to help. And I just thank you. You've been a mentor. And it's wonderful to come back and still see you. Come back in your doors and see you. So I wanted to tell you thank you for that. And just lastly, I want to say that I'm excited about the program. I'm excited about where y'all are going. Heather's doing such a great job. The caliber of athletes that are coming in, the level of competition, it's every year it's getting better and better. And I just want to thank y'all for letting me be a part of your program, always kind of having a foot in the door, you know, kind of thing. I'm proud to be a part of your history, and I'm proud to be called a Lady Texter. So I just want to thank y'all very much from the bottom of my heart that I am truly a blessed person. And I thank the university, Dr. Renault, Mr. Oaks, for giving me the opportunity to do so. Thank you.